House for you. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL 6 o'clock. Time for news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An instant CNN poll after last night's debate gives the win to Republican Mike Pence over Democrat Tim Kaine by a 48-42 margin.
Right from the start, each basically going after the top of the other's ticket. Indiana Governor Mike Pence sitting across the table from Tim Kaine.
There's a reason why people question the trustworthiness of Hillary Clinton, and that's because they're paying attention.
Kaine, a Virginia senator, repeated this line several times.
I can't imagine how Governor Pence can defend the insult-driven, selfish me-first style of Donald Trump.
Of course, Kaine brought up Trump's not releasing his tax returns and the revelation that in 1995 he claimed a $916 billion loss. In turn, Pence mentioned a couple times Clinton's month-old comment that many of Trump's supporters could be considered a basket of deplorables. Bob Costantini, Farmville, Virginia.
Hurricane Matthew's march towards South Florida has government officials worried that 11 years of storm avoidance has left many residents complacent and unprepared. The now Category 3 storm with sustained winds of 125 miles an hour is moving toward the Bahamas now, with forecasters predicting it could be near Florida's Atlantic coast by tomorrow evening. And forecasters warn that Matthew still remains a powerful storm despite a slight decrease in winds in recent hours. Investigators have made some important progress in the work of gathering evidence around the site of last week's crash of a commuter train in New Jersey.
Investigators were finally able to get inside the first car of the New Jersey Transit train after parts of the station's collapsed roof were removed. NTSB lead investigator James Southworth said they were able to remove the forward-facing camera and an event recorder.
All the data recorders were shipped to NTSB's lab in Washington, D.C.
They hoped to find out how fast the train was going and whether the brakes were applied. The engineer's cell phone was also found inside his backpack in the cab of the first car. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Four states already allow terminally ill patients to choose when they die. Now, D.C. is taking up its own so-called death with dignity bill.
Councilmember Mary Che's bill would allow the terminally ill who know they have less than 6 months to live to take his or her own life.
You have to go through a process whereby you request this twice, separated by weeks. You have to go through two doctors.
And the doctors have to make sure you're not making the decision based on a depression or mental illness.
Nobody has to do this. Not the patient, not the doctor, not the pharmacy, not the medical facility. It's all voluntary.
Che says she has majority support on the council, but
the mayor has not taken a stand.
And she hopes this won't attract the attention of Congress, which has the ultimate say over D.C.'s laws. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We're now just over a month from Election Day. Time for Montgomery County to mail out those sample ballots. Marjorie Rohr with the County Board of Elections tells MyMC Media the official voter guide and sample ballot is being printed right now and will go out by the end of the week.
This is a continuing process that goes on for several weeks. The post office will mail them in batches as they're printed and delivered. These first groups that go out are folks that are already registered to vote.
Voter registration in Montgomery County ends October 18th. Montgomery County Executive Isaiah Leggett and School Superintendent Jack Smith are doing a little walking this morning to mark International Walk to School Day. They'll join other officials and the Whetstone Elementary School community in a walk later this morning. And testimony is set to resume today in the trial of a Georgia man who's charged with murder after his toddler son died inside a hot SUV. Prosecutors say Justin Ross Harris intentionally killed his 22-month-old son. The defense insists it was an accident. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,168, the Nasdaq at 5290. Sports, an 11th inning walk-off home run gives the Toronto Blue Jays the win in the American League wildcard playoff, sending the Orioles home. The Mets and Giants play tonight in the NL wildcard. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Money doesn't come with instructions. That's why my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services. At Edelman Financial, we're committed to serving your best interests. We started operating that way 30 years ago, and today we still do it the same way. Jean and I invite you to take advantage of my straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve all your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just as we've helped 30,000 other people just like you. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple big problems will start on 66. Heads up if you're coming out of Gainesville. You'll need extra time to get by the crash up ahead in Manassas. Eastbound 66 before you get to Business 234. Looks like they have everybody stopped again here at the scene of the crash. Reportedly, one overturned. The right lane was getting by, so I know it's tough sitting through here, but wait till they get this sorted out here. East on 66 as you work up toward Business 234 with delays quickly forming through that stretch, coming to a standstill. Now, on the George Washington Parkway, had the crash. Southbound GW Parkway before the 14th Street Bridge, that's gone. Northbound George Washington Parkway, now north of Reagan National, have a report of a brand new incident. Maryland 9. A lot going on. Interstate 95 northbound. Only the left lane gets by the scene of the crash. North of the Beltway before you get to the exit for 212. Accident involves a truck that's overturned. It spilled its load of wood that it was hauling. Southbound, your lanes are open, but the rubbernecking delay is quickly forming with that volume back near the ICC. Baltimore-Washington Parkway north of the Beltway. Much better option for you. Traffic update brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keeping a pretty good supply of sunshine and numbers staying right about where we should be this time of year as we head on through this Wednesday. Cloud, sunshine, a breeze at about 71. Low 70s, lots of sunshine tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Manassas, 55 in Waldorf, 59 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. A Senate election forecast. Could that chamber end up dead even? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
6:08 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, especially on a day like this, as we give you in-depth analysis and post-vice presidential debate coverage all morning long. At 7:05, Andrew McCarthy, National Review, will also chime in on the botched FBI investigation on Hillary Clinton's emails. 7:35, Katie McFarland, National Security Perspective. And then at 8:05, Chris Starwalt, Fox News, the avuncular Chris Starwalt. We'll see what he has to say about last night's proceeding. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Come on. She had a Clinton Foundation accepting contributions from foreign governments.
You are Donald Trump's apprentice. Let me talk about this.
Senator,
issue
I think I'm still on my time.
Well, I think isn't this a discussion?
This is our open discussion.
Senator, let's talk about this.
Well, let me interrupt you and finish my sentence.
Well, you get some sense of how it was going at times last night. A lot of interrupting going on there during the vice presidential debate. What did former Governor Jim Gilmore think about it? Well, interestingly enough, he's on the line right now to give us his assessment. Jim Gilmore, former Virginia governor and head of the Virginia Get Out the Vote effort for the Trump campaign. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, how did you feel it went last night?
Well, I was there. I was actually in the hall at the time of the debate. And, I mean, it's pretty clear that Governor Pence won the debate. He was calm. He was much more relaxed in terms of the way that he addressed things, but you know, mostly I think that Senator Kaine lost the debate. I think that just simply shouting down his opponent, not just interrupting, but actually literally talking over and shouting down. Not only is it no way to do things, but it was trying to cover up the fact that Kaine has no case for the United States. And so he had to shout his way through.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you the way.
Were you trying to show the example? Yeah,
no,
there?
But what I wanted to get to is, weren't you surprised by that? I mean, Kaine, it didn't seem like he was himself last night.
Well, again, I think that maybe we saw the real Senator Kaine last night. But none of that really matters. It's not all style points, after all. It's really the fact that what he was trying to cover up was the fact that on the economy, they have no case. They've been growing slow now for 8 years. They've put no action or plans in place to grow the economy any better. The economy's got to grow with about 3.5-4%. It doesn't. As a result of that, people are very insecure about their jobs. People are uncomfortable about their futures. And on the immigration issue, this is a thorny issue, to be sure. But Senator Kaine has no case. All he really just says is, look, we're just going to let everybody in the world in. There's going to be no enforcement of the law anywhere in the world. That's just no kind of approach. That's really what they're saying. And on national security, everybody in your listening area around Washington and Maryland and Virginia know how dangerous this really has become as a result of the Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama approach to foreign policy. They have no case. So as a result of that, frankly, he just had to shout Pence down. And everybody saw it. And everybody knows it.
Governor Gilmour, I'm already starting to pick up on the media spin here, because it's impossible to suggest anything other than what you've laid out, which is not only did Mike Pence win the debate on the issues, but Tim Kaine lost the debate on his bizarre behavior and mannerisms and style. But they're starting to say, but really it doesn't matter. It's just the vice presidential debate. In the long run, you know, this may be a one-day story, but it doesn't help. Well, yeah, listen, you're working on behalf of the Trump campaign in the Commonwealth of Virginia. What does the Trump campaign need to do after this debate, because this is a positive story for the Trump campaign, this is going to be a good news cycle here for at least a couple of hours, what do they need to do to show the voters what this means with regard to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump on the top of the ticket?
Well, they're not going to be able to shout down everybody the rest of the way. They're going to have to actually, the opposition, the Democrats are going to have to address the real mess that things are in as a result of the last 8 years. And the fact that Hillary Clinton is clear that she just wants to keep doing things the exact same way. So if you're insecure about your job, if you're unhappy about the fact your wages are not going up, if you're unhappy about that, you can't vote for Clinton Kaine. If you're just uncomfortable that we live in a society with no answer to the immigration issue, you can't vote for Clinton and Kaine. And if you're really concerned, as I am, and I've spent most of my life thinking about these foreign policy issues and working on them, as you know, as chairman of the National Commission on Terrorism, if you're concerned about these issues, you can't vote for Clinton and Kaine. So, what do we have to do? It seems to me that Trump-Pence simply have to get out there and really talk about what they believe are the right direction for the country. And I think people will respond to it favorably. There's already begun to be a shift in Virginia. Let's hope that continues on.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the next debates that are coming up and what Donald Trump might learn from watching the performance of his running mate.
Well, Pence was calm. After a while, he had to get in there and at least try to assert himself so that he could say something, because every time that he tried to answer, he had to fight both the commentator and he had to fight Senator Kaine. By the way, it's just ridiculous the way we handle these commentators. We just got to stop this. Two against one type of thing that's been going on. But never mind that.
Yeah, I'm with
you. The main thing is that the Trump just needs to get out there and show that he's presidential, that he can be the president. And I think that Pence has set the stage for him.
Can I ask you, a lot of people are trying to take a look at these two candidates here, Tim Kaine and Mike Pence, that is, and extrapolate what this means about a future Clinton or Trump administration. I mean, let's face it, these two guys represent the very first executive decision a future President Clinton or Trump would make. What does this tell you, Governor Gilmour, about the kind of cabinet they might assemble?
Well, I think it's exactly right. It's a very, very fine point. The very first decision that Hillary Clinton had to make, she picked the undistinguished senator from Virginia that, frankly, displayed himself in reality last night. But none of that matters. What really matters is that if you're going to pick a cabinet that's going to actually begin to address the challenges that face the United States, we already see that Trump made the wiser decision first, right out of the gate, with a calm and experienced governor of the state of Indiana. I think that it makes a big difference. But I think the main thing I've got to talk to you about is the challenges facing the people of the United States. If you think that it's time for a change, you can't vote for Clinton Kane, because Kane last night made it loud and clear. Not only are they going to keep on doing things the exact same way, slow economy, dangerous foreign policy, lawless society. If you know, you want change away from that, you can't vote for Clinton and Kane. That came very clear last night in the debate.
They're looking for four more years on steroids. Well said, Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore. Always good to have you, sir. Thanks for joining us. You've heard the distinguished former governor's analysis. You've heard a little bit from Brian and myself. You might hear a little bit more. But really, we want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. You know what? Let's take up that question that I just asked the governor. What does last night's debate tell you about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? What does the performance of Mike Pence and Tim Kaine tell you about what kind of president Hillary and Donald might be and what kind of cabinet they assemble? And what did you learn last night from that perspective as a voter? 888-630-9625. Your turn, Washington. Chime in. 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather in 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Guys, we have two huge major problems here for this rush hour. Let's go Virginia 66 with this crash in Manassas. They have everyone still stopped. They initially were allowing the right lane to get by. Now nobody gets by east on 66 before you get to business 234. So that's going to be 234 Business Sudley Road. If you're on Sudley Road and you're coming northbound, say past TGI Fridays and up through to 66, you can get by. You're past the crash. You also want to try to get over toward that stretch of 234 and watch for Ballsford Road to pick up delays. Here's the deal. Overturned van, multiple cars involved, and they're sending a medevac helicopter. So this is going to be with us for a while. Out of Gainesville, you need to plan. We'll pick up a lot of volume through the battle filled on 29, and again 234, the Prince William Parkway. You might want to think of some options for you. Maybe take Sudley Manor Drive, kind of work around over to 234 for the Prince William Parkway, off of the Prince William Parkway area. Second big problem, let's go Maryland. 95 northbound, jammed as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. Overturned truck with the load that it was hauling overturned. North on 95 before 212, only one lane gets by. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a better option for you. You can even use 29. Southbound 95, it's rubbernecking delays. Your lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A mix of cloud and suns, a high of 71 today, partly cloudy tonight, 57 tomorrow. Some clouds in the morning, sunny skies in the afternoon, a high of 73. Friday in the upper 60s. Saturday, a chance of rain perhaps. Sunday, abundant sunshine. And I got to tell you, I'm looking at the morning track, the new fix that they gave us this morning on Hurricane Matthew. And I think the news, if it follows that track, is good for us. It's moving away after it clears the Carolinas. At least that's the forecast. We'll keep an eye on it. Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
I thought it was very illuminating. I thought that Mike Pence did all the things right that Donald Trump did wrong. His body language was excellent. He was very good on reaction. He looked like a grown-up.
That's none other than Chris Matthews on MSNBC, agreeing with most pundits last night, most analysis and most observers that Mike Pence did, in fact, win the debate. In fact, Frank Luntz does his, you know, undecideds in Ohio, sitting and giving their focus group reactions. And on a factor of 22-4, they gave the debate to Mike Pence. So what do you think? 888-630-9625.
You know, I was this thing was starting last night, I tweeted out two words, or Pence, likable. Kaine, rude. It's over. And for many people, that's pretty much, I think, the impression they walked away with. We can talk about debating style and we can talk about points made, but I think at the end of the day, most people walk away just getting an impression about what they think about the individuals, and I think they felt that Kaine was extremely rude, and I think that did not serve him well. And I thought Pence was an immensely likable guy, very cool, very calm, very collected. Even those who look at what he had to say and might not agree with him, had to find him at least an adult in the room and a likable presence in that debate arena. So I think it was a huge win last night.
I agree. And for those who were craving a debate of substance and policy discussion, Mike Pence delivered. We were told that this is what last night's debate was going to be. Only one of the candidates delivered on that, in my opinion, and that was Mike Pence. But what about your opinion? John in Rockville, you're first up on WMAL. Go, John.
Well, I was real surprised because that Virginia actually elected that man twice. The two different offices.
Yeah.
But that's a different story. I mean, Pence hit two key takeaways that I took from the debate. Yeah, we all know that Donald Trump insults people, and I think he partly does it for the fun of doing it. But when Pence compared Donald Trump's insults that Cain was throwing back at him all the time, you know, Donald Trump may have insulted people, individuals, and foreigners, but, you know, Hillary Clinton, like, ripped into the American people with a laundry list of insults and then did a half-ass apology when she realized she made a mistake. And I really thought it put to light, you know, the degree of insults that the media kind of blows over.
John, it was a great point, and I want to play it for everyone because a lot of people didn't hear the debate, and I know exactly what part you're talking about, and I want to play it because Mike Pence used this term that I hope they continue using, and that is Hillary Clinton's avalanche of insults.
But I have to tell you, I was listening to the avalanche of insults coming out of Senator Cain a minute ago.
He says
ours is an insult-driven campaign. Did you all just hear that? Ours is an insult-driven campaign. I mean, to be honest with you, if Donald Trump had said all the things that you said he said in the way you said he said them, he still wouldn't have a fraction of the insults that Hillary Clinton leveled when she said that half of our supporters were a basket of deplorables.
It's a great, I hope Donald Trump was live tweeting. I hope he was taking notes. I hope he practices before Sunday, because that was a great, great moment in the debate. Maureen in Warrington, you're next up on WMAL. Go, Maureen.
Hello. Hey, I was just thinking that, as they say, the vice president is one heartbeat away from becoming the president. And let's face it, we know that Hillary Clinton's health is not the best, and I mean, Tim Kaine could be the president of the United States. Do we want that?
Yeah, that's
Maureen, thank you.
You made that point earlier, Larry, that, you know, look, if you're concerned about Hillary Clinton's health, and given what happened at Ground Zero that day where she passed out, and we still haven't gotten the straight truth about exactly what was going on there, if you have that concern, then, you know, you might have said, well, at least Tim Kaine is there. And he's. But then after last night's performance, you're going, well, is this the guy we want to be our leader? I think it's a fair assessment.
You're right. I think that their job last night, the vice president's, the running mates, it's the doctor's Hippocratic Oath. Right? Do no harm. Well, Mike Pence not only did no harm, I think he helped his ticket in terms of its prestige, its stature, and its statesmanship. And Tim Kaine, I think quite the opposite. More of your responses in just a moment at 6:22.
Shorter days shouldn't shut you in. A new fence, deck, or patio from Long Fence opens up lots of options all the way through fall. And now, for a limited time, get 25% off. Financing available for qualified buyers. Visit longfence.com today for your free estimate.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? That is a great choice. You know, the rental market is red hot. You know, that you keep hearing that from everywhere, right? And this will give you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home or investment property or maybe your inherited home, but renting has never been easier when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. What's rent estate? Well, here's the deal. Renting your property delivers steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax breaks. It's called rent estate. You can go from homeowner to investor today with Renters Warehouse. For just $80 a month, they'll price your property, quickly find you great tenants, collect the rent, and also take those pesky maintenance calls even in the middle of the night, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Why don't you get started? It's so easy. You'll get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call them 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'll start with the OK News. The Beltway, Virginia, Maryland have no incidents to report. Just the volume starting. Same story with 270 through Urbana and 109. Not so good. We have major problems on Maryland's I-95 and the northbound direction. So that helps us a little bit opposite flow of the commute, but nonetheless, it is jammed. Northbound 95 delays off of the Beltway to the crash before you get to 212. Only the left lane gets by. This is going to be an extensive cleanup. We have an overturned tractor trailer over the guardrail. The load of plywood that it was hauling all over the interstate. Southbound 95, your lanes are open. But guess what? There's so much to check out that we're rubbernecking to get you by. If you need to head north, say up to BWI, definitely don't do the 95. Try the northbound 295 up to BWI or even 29. Now, Virginia, we have an overturned van and multiple cars involved in a crash in Manassas. They're sending a medevac helicopter. Nobody has gotten by for at least 15 minutes here. Eastbound 66 after the Prince William Parkway. Again, everybody stopped, so we're just at a halt coming out of Gainesville. Everyone trying to get over to 29 through the battlefield. Watch for those delays. If you are on 234 out of Wellington, you're stopped. So commuters trying to get over to Balls Ford Road to head over to Sudley Road. If you are on Sudley Road, you are past the crash. So that's some good news there. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Nice shot of clear sky this morning. We'll keep it as we go through most of the day. Might see a few clouds at times, 71 with a northeast breeze. More sunshine tomorrow, a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees, 627.
We are taking your calls on your reaction to last night's vice presidential debate between Governor Mike Pence of Indiana and Virginia's own Senator Tim Kaine. And by the way, if you're on the line, stay on the line because we're going to continue this conversation coming up in the next half hour. But I want to go to Louisa Manassas. Why? Well, because Louisa Manassas, you represent possibly the kind of voter who will decide who our next president is. You are a woman. You are in Northern Virginia. The way your vote goes could very well be the way this presidential election goes. Louise, what's your impression from last night?
Well, thank you for the compliment, Larry. I'm a woman. I'm not a mother, though, but I watched that debate last night, and Tim Kaine, I did not support him as governor or senator. And he turned me off immediately when Pence first started speaking, and Tim Kaine had his head turned down, and he was busy scribbling away. Hillary Clinton would have been better using ZipRecruiter to get her VP nominee than what she did with him.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right about this, Louise. And you know, there's an old saying that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And for many Americans, this was the first impression of both of these men, and it was not a good night, and not a good first impression on the behalf of Tim Kaine.
And Governor Pence, if Donald Trump misses the 3 a.m. phone call because he's busy tweeting about Kim Kardashian and Governor Pence takes the call instead, I can sleep easily at night.
All right, Louise, that's a great line and a great way to end this segment. But like I said, stay on the line. We are going to continue with your calls and your reaction to last night's big debate. 888-630-WMAO. It's 6:29.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
More of your calls on last night's debate. We've got one line open if you want to get in. 888-630-WMAL. Otherwise, stay on the line. We'll get to you next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine mostly took aim at the tops of their tickets in their one and only vice presidential debate. Former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore was in the audience at the debate last night. He spoke with us a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall.
I mean, it's pretty clear that Governor Pence won the debate. He was calm. He was much more relaxed in terms of the way that he addressed things, but you know, mostly I think that Senator Kaine lost the debate.
A post-debate CNN poll seems to agree with Gilmore. CNN found that among those who watched, 48% said Pence won, 42% said Tim Kaine. Forecasters say strong winds, heavy rains, and a dangerous storm surge are starting to spread over the Bahamas this morning as Hurricane Matthew approaches. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says as of 5 o'clock this morning, the Category 3 hurricane was centered about 65 miles north-northwest of the eastern tip of Cuba. Matthew has left behind widespread damage and human suffering in Haiti. As the D.C. Council considers a death with dignity bill, Councilmember Mary Chase says she's heard lots of heartrending stories.
I've had people who are disabled saying that one of the problems that they have with the bill is it doesn't go far enough, because in order to use this medication, you have to be able to self-administer it. And sometimes people can be so disabled that they're not able to do that.
Chase's bill would allow terminally ill patients to request a prescription for life-ending drugs, to choose their own time for death and have a peaceful end, as she puts it. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,168, the NASDAQ at 5290. Sports, the Toronto Blue Jays advance to the AL Division Series after beating the Orioles in their one-game wildcard playoff. Tonight, the Giants and Mets battle in the NL wildcard game. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose to the Heat. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Dale City Gun Show is back. Bigger and better than ever. The Dale City Gun Show. This weekend. At the Dale City VFW, Dale City, Virginia. New management. 165 tables. Guns, knives, ammo, accessories, surplus, and much more. Entire building full with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. All at discount gun show prices. Take a Virginia or Utah concealed carry class Saturday or Sunday. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. Do not miss your chance to buy, sell, trade up, and cash in at the Dale City Gun Show. The biggest, the best show ever. It's your one-stop gun shop with 165 tables under new management. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The Dale City Gun Show. Dale City VFW this weekend. Admission coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
Tired of all the dating advice you get when you're single?
You know, you just gotta get out there.
Okay, now, if you could just remind us all where there is, that'd be great.
You should really check out one of those new dating apps.
Sure, you swipe right on the photo, and if you're really lucky, it may actually belong to a real person.
You're gonna meet someone when you least expect it.
Okay, so what? In the restroom? Because that's when I'd least expect it. Look, we all know, as well-meaning as they may be, your friends don't always have the best dating advice. Fortunately, there is one piece of advice you can count on. Call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. We meet everyone and personally select every match, just like we've done for 25 years. We've planned over 2 million first dates. Yours could be next. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 waiting on the medevac helicopter to land. Serious crash in Manassas. So this means everybody, if you're coming out of Gainesville, we've been at a standstill here for about 20 minutes. East on 66, the crash after 234, the Prince William Parkway. But before you get to Business 234. So if you're on 234 Sudley Road, you're past the crash. If you're coming out of Bull Run, you can get onto 66. Now, for everyone who's stopped, if you're on, say, 234, the Prince William Parkway out of Wellington, seeing a lot of bailout traffic onto Balls Ford Road, 29 Lee Highway through Groveton and the Battlefield, just at a crawl. Obviously, you have one lane each direction there. And then Sudley Road trying to get down to 66 as well. Now, let's get you into Maryland. Our other serious problem involves an overturned tractor trailer, Interstate 95 in the northbound direction, just north of the Beltway. Before you get to 212, one lane gets by to the left. A lot going on at the scene here, so I'm seeing delays off of the Beltway. Each loop of the Beltway, keep alert right around College Park because you'll hit that solid lineup to get past the incident. If you need to get to the airport, BWI. If you take the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you'll hit a little bit of that morning volume to get through Laurel, and then you're good north. Beyond that, 29, also a good option for you. For 270, it's been about the volume through Urbana, now south of Clarksburg, heading into Rockville just with the stop and go. Heading into our nation's capital, DC 295, the volume down toward the 11th Street Bridge with travel lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The overcast that's around will burn off as we go on through the day. Lots of clear sky around. Some clouds. 71, northeast breeze. Some clouds tonight, comfortable at 57. Clouds go away to sunshine tomorrow, 73. Hey, Friday we'll have another dry day in the upper 60s, and we'll see what happens over the weekend. Maybe a little bit of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Warrenton, 52 in Rockville, 58 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be talking to Andrew McCarthy with National Review. At 735 this morning, KT McFarland. And then at 805, we'll talk more about the debate with Chris Steigerwald of Fox News. I am Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
Of the United States.
So you like the $16
million Senator, that's nonsense. Look, what you just heard is they have a plan for open borders. Amnesty.
Our plan is like Ronald Reagan's plan from 1986.
They call it comprehensive immigration reform on Capitol Hill. We all know the routine. It's amnesty. And you heard one of the last things he mentioned was border security. That's how Washington always plays it.
Mike Pence last night, the vice presidential candidate from the Republican Party up against Tim Kaine. You heard Tim Kaine interrupting. By the way, quick note to those of you who are scoring at home. Tim Kaine said that their amnesty plan is like Ronald Reagan's of 1986. That was the plan that we were told would end illegal immigration. So, yes, Ronald Reagan was forced into it and reluctantly signed it. But Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton, it didn't work. So to trumpet the fact that this is the same plan from 1986 that was an utter failure in solving the problem of illegal immigration probably isn't the best talking point. But you go there, Tim Kaine. What do you think? 888-630-9625. What's your impression of last night's debate, and what difference did it make in your voting? Christy in Laurel, you are next up on WMAL.
Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that it seems to me, after watching this, and I've been undecided pretty much since the Republican primary was over, that Hillary Clinton made a very political decision in choosing Kane because she wants to win Virginia. And I think Donald Trump, it looks like, actually made an executive decision, an adult decision. Mm. And I'm starting to lean more towards him after that just because I feel like he would have some solid people behind him in his cabinet.
Very interesting, Christy.
That's, yeah, thanks.
I really appreciate that. Take that. That was one of the things, you know, I try to look at this through the eyes of an undecided voter, and I've got to think that this is, you know, this tells us what kind of people and advisors that these two will surround themselves
with. You have made the point, and it's a good one, that that this is the first executive decision that a candidate makes is when they choose their running mate. And so if you're judging the two running mates based on the decision made by the candidate, it looks like Donald Trump made a pretty good one.
Jim in Colonial Beach, you're next up on WMAL. Your reaction from last night's vice presidential debate?
I would echo that lady. Basically, the Tim Kaine we saw last night was prepped to be basically an attack dog and a clone of Hillary Clinton, which doesn't say much for him or their campaign because he couldn't pull it off. Whereas Mike Pence came across as a very well-prepped Mike Pence, which says volumes about the Trump campaign and the trust they have in him. So I don't know whether it speaks less of Kaine for permitting himself to being used that way, or the Clinton campaign for thinking they could mold him into basically a clone of her and think that he could pull it off.
Yeah, Jim, you're right. I don't know what the strategy was, but it certainly looked like an executed plan, didn't it? Since that's sort of how Tim Kaine approached the debate right from the beginning, and he continued the plan throughout. And by one count, Tim Kaine interrupted the proceedings over 70
times,
in a 90-minute debate. That doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
How about John in Fredericksburg? You're next up on WMAL. Go, John.
Good morning. Yes, I think you could see desperation in trying to talk over Pence. Another point that he tried to make twice, and Kaine talked over him once, and the moderator desperately talked over him the second time with the fact that Hillary's going to increase the Syrian refugees coming in by 550%. Pence set him up perfectly talking about Syrian nationals being implicated in the Paris bombings, and then tried to make that point, and both of them just desperately talked over him.
Yeah, you're right. The interruptions by both Senator Kaine and his counterpart there, the moderator, Quijano, thank you, was maddening. In fact, Tracy, also in Fredericksburg, wanted to follow up on that same point. Go, Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I watched the debate, and, first off, I think that Pence came out as a winner. I think Kaine was, he was sweating, came out as an attacker. The one thing I noticed was, I think that this shows once again how biased the media is. Mm. The continual allowance of Kaine to disrupt and to just talk over Mike Pence was astounding.
It really was.
Several comments that the moderator had said, Pence, I'm just going to give you 30 seconds.
Yeah. In fact, Tracy, you know, for those who did not take the chance to watch the debate or listen here on WMAL, listen to this exchange because I think it perfectly illustrates how not only did the moderator interrupt and Tim Kaine interrupted, but then when Tim Kaine started talking, the moderator didn't interrupt. Listen.
It's important in this moment to remember that Hillary Clinton had a private server in her home that had classified information on it about drone strikes. Emails from the President of the United States of America were on there. Right. Her private server was subject
Governor,
to being hacked by foreign
hackers. I'd like to ask you about Syria.
We could put cybersecurity first if we just make sure the next Secretary of State doesn't have a private server.
A full investigation concluded that not one reasonable prosecutor would take any additional step. You don't get to decide the rights and wrongs of this. We have a justice system that does that. And a Republican FBI director did an investigation and concluded.
All right, we are moving on now.
Senator, if your son or my son handled classified information the way Hillary Clinton did, they'd be court-martialed.
Oh, that is just maddening. Yeah, and it went on, by the way. Cutting it short.
I did some math, and my math is always suspect, but I've triple-checked the numbers. About every minute and 15 seconds, it was was Kane interrupting Pence. But then if you add in how many times the moderator interrupted, I mean, poor Pence. I mean, he didn't have a chance in some cases.
And he still won the debate.
He still won the debate.
Hands down. Yeah. More of our analysis all morning long, 735 KT McFarland from the National Security Perspective. And at 805, Fox News chucklehead Chris Steyerwald, one of our favorites. He'll join us as well at 644.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11-6-16.
Let's talk about home security for a moment. Ackerman Security Systems can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring starting at the great price of $19.95 a month. So why are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month for your monitoring? Just make the switch to Ackerman and start saving immediately. Ackerman is the only company that guarantees a response time. They make it very easy to make the switch. You can leave your existing equipment in place and get great peace of mind for that $19.95 a month price. Ackerman, well, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And here's one more reason. It may be the best reason. Mention WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free in the month of October. 3 months free if you mention WMAL. With daylight savings time about to end and the sun setting earlier and holiday travel around the corner, make sure your home and family are protected with Ackerman. Call now and switch and save. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, it has been a very busy morning for some of our commuters. Watching a medevac helicopter still on the ground on 66 here eastbound as you try to get through Manassas. Everyone's been at a standstill here for about a half an hour. East on 66 after 234, the Prince William Parkway. Medevac helicopter at the scene of the serious crash. Multiple cars involved in an overturned van. Just at a halt coming out of Gainesville. So everybody trying to think of an option in getting through here. And alternate. If you're coming out of Gainesville, 29, obviously, through Groveton and the battlefield, that's one way, but it's only one lane, so that's just at a crawl. Also through Groveton and trying to get Groveton Road up to 29 Lee Highway, standstill. So as you're pushing through here and you're just getting frustrated trying to get up to your intersection, keep in mind everybody else is in the same boat. If you're coming out of Gainesville, another option for you could be to take 55 over to Wellington Road. It is definitely a workaround, but you'll be moving a bit. If you are on 234, Sudley Road, you're past the crash. So 234, as you're coming out of Bull Run, you're beyond the accident. Maryland on 95, northbound before you get to 212. This is north of the Beltway. Still dealing with the tractor-trailer incident, but they're allowing two lanes to get by now. So seeing a little bit of movement past the scene of the crash, even though you are jammed off the Beltway. Alternate for you could be 95 could be 29 or 295, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Falls Church, quick note again, from an overnight crash, Annandale Road closed north of 50 because of a utility pole and wires down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The overcast that's around will burn off as we go on through the day. Lots of clear sky around. Some clouds. 71, northeast breeze. Some clouds tonight, comfortable at 57. Clouds go away to sunshine tomorrow, 73. And Friday, we'll have another dry day in the upper 60s. And we'll see what happens over the weekend. Maybe a little bit of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees at 648 on WMAL. A lot more on the debate will be coming as we go forward in the morning. Want to stop and tell you about another story. It's raising a few eyebrows, and it certainly should if you have a Yahoo email account. Here's, according to a story that came out yesterday, late yesterday, Yahoo worked with the NSA and the FBI to secretly scan all incoming emails for a short period of time. It was apparently a request by the NSA and the FBI to look for a set of characters, a specific set of characters within incoming emails. And they didn't explain why, but they did go to Yahoo and say, you need to do this for us, and made the case that national security was the reason for it. And Yahoo complied, scanning all emails. They came up with a custom program designed just to do this. And every email that came in for a period period of time was scanned for this specific set of characters within the email. So that means your emails were scanned. Now, did they draw anything out of your emails? Did they look at your emails? Probably not. But a lot of people are saying this is an invasion of privacy. I don't want the NSA and FBI scanning my emails. Yahoo said, well, look, we're a law-abiding company, and we were just going by the law. And that's what they said. However, other email companies like Google, which runs Gmail, said, look, we were not asked to do any searches, but if we had been asked, our answer would have been, no way, we're not doing it. Which I wonder where the American people will come down. Would they be in favor of Yahoo for doing something that could have been a national security concern and helping out the FBI and the NSA? Or would they be more in line with Google, who said, no, under no circumstances, we don't care what you say, we're not going to do it?
Well, and I would love to ask some follow-up questions to Google, actually. So if it's the National Security Agency trying to root out some terrorist threat, you would say no way. But what if it was somebody from the Department of Justice trying to root out some hate group or hate speech, people who are Tea Party members and conservatives? It would be interesting to see what their response is as well. Listen, this is one of those delicate balance things where you have to wonder what the appropriate role is for a tech company like this and what the appropriate role is for the government and whether this falls under a Fourth Amendment illegal search and seizure or not. It's something that still needs to be tested.
When Yahoo says that they're quote-unquote a law-abiding company and complies with the laws of the United States, well, what laws are they talking about? I think I'd like to know the answer to that question as well. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
I want to let you in on a secret. Flipping apartments and duplexes is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. Yes, the art of buying and selling duplexes, fourplexes, or bigger is easier and more profitable than trying to flip a rundown house in a bad neighborhood. Come spend the day with John Dessauer, the nation's leading multi-unit housing expert, and we'll show you how to put tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket over the next 90 days with no money down, no credit, and no risk. Call 800-979-4640 to secure your seat at one of the three convenient dates in the Washington, D.C. area. Become the expert in the art of the multi-unit deal. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. This class is worth thousands of dollars, but free to the first 30 people to call. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. Call 800-979-4640 to secure your seat. This class is free to the first 30 people to call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip with no money down. Call 800-979-4640. That's 800-979-4640. You don't want to miss this. Call now.
So excited to tell you about the long-awaited Esotique XV from Chamonix. Esotique XV, it combines cutting-edge plant stem cell therapy with natural peptides. It's the fourth generation of Esotique. You may have heard of Esotique before. It was really the first kind of lotion that put Chamonix on the map. And this version, the fourth generation, is so advanced. Listen to this. It makes the look of crow's feet, laugh lines, forehead wrinkles, a thing of the past. And due to the combination of key ingredients, it also targets skin redness and even old scars. And, here's another small miracle. Call now and you'll try Esotique XV for a whole month absolutely free. That's right. You're only going to pay a small shipping fee. Chamonix is going to rush you the brand new Esotique XV to experience in the comfort of your own home. You'll see lines, wrinkles, and redness disappear off your face, or you won't pay. And of course, they're going to throw in, they always throw something in for free, right? This time it's the Liposomal Deep Firming Serum. That's a free gift just for trying Esotique XV for free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Here's what Chamonix says. If you don't look 20 years younger, you don't pay. That simple. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It is now 6:53. Time to check in and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamblick.
And good morning. You know, we could use some of that Esotique for Wall Street investors. They're getting new worry lines about Brexit, about the world's economy slowing down, and interest rates going up. Jobs are in focus, though, the rest of this week on Wall Street. ADP expected to report today that 173,000 jobs were added last month. That's a few thousand less than in August. Twitter's expected to start fielding buyout offers this week. Competition could be tough. Salesforce.com, Disney, Google, Microsoft have all expressed an interest in owning Twitter. Starting today, American Express Platinum card holders can earn 5 points instead of one for every dollar they spend on airlines. ATM fees, which have been rising for 10 years in a row, are now at an all-time high, averaging $4.57 per transaction. And black velvet maker Constellation Brands buying High West Distillery, Utah, for $160 million. High West is a popular maker of craft whiskey. If I understand my history correctly, that's what the revenuers used to call moonshine. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
It is 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, tough go at it. Medevac helicopter just left the scene of the crash in Manassas. So they have released, they're trying to get two lanes to the right, getting by utilizing the right shoulder. So eastbound 66 after 234, the Prince William Parkway. Now, after sitting for 40 minutes, some of those commuters slowly inching by to the far right. So we have huge backups trying to get out of Gainesville and then all the bailout traffic on 29 through the Battlefield in Groveton. If you're coming out of Gainesville, trying to get through the Wellington area over to Balls Ford Road. So that'll be with us most of the rush hour as we try to deal again with this accident cleanup. There's still a lot going on, but the medevac has left and now we've released some lanes. Now for 270, we'll go southbound as you approach the lane divide down near Montrose. Crash along the right side. Maryland Beltway, we are just jammed trying to get through Largo and through New Carrollton. Going north on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Accident on the Beltway was reported before you get to the BW Parkway. North on 95 near 212 before you get to the exit for 212. Crash. They're trying to confine everything to the right shoulder, but big delays off of each loop of the Capitol Beltway there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A mix of clouds and sun today, 71, tonight 57. Tomorrow, looking for a nice day and 73 degrees. Temperatures in the upper to mid-60s the rest of the week. Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Last night, America got to see the Mike Pence I serve with in Congress. Talented, telegenic, unflappable. Both candidates came prepared. For Senator Tim Kaine, perhaps a little too prepared. Those prepared lines sound, well, prepared. Most folks don't realize that Governor Pence was a TV and radio host in Indiana before getting into politics. Gotta love those radio guys. His media skills were on display last night in a contrast with Tim Kaine. Pence had a command of the medium. I thought the toughest hit of the night came from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's foreign policy record. On ISIS, Kaine tried to say the terrorist threat has decreased. Don't tell that to the people of Paris or Brussels or San Bernardino or Orlando. On Russia, Kaine defended Hillary Clinton's reset. Yet, Russia is in violation of nuclear treaties, including the one that Clinton negotiated. Pence did something important last night. It's the same all over again, or a change agent in Trump-Pence. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1515. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1515.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll get the national security perspective on last night's debate from Katie McFarland.
And we'll be joined by Andrew McCarthy from National Review. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 60.